Good evening, everybody. My name is Sumiko Maeda. I basically came from Japan, Tokyo. And I was born in 1942, that means during Second World War. So I'm now little over 47 years old. But tonight I'm going to talk about Japanese women, and those are always shadow part of our culture. Nobody tell correctly or decently. And also we always talking about Japanese something, but always there's men's world. But how to, even you can read books or something, the information never enough to you understand Japanese women. Because basically not we came out to the public. And myself, those opportunity is almost first time to do in front of people. Okay, but of course I did teaching in Singapore or somewhere else that teach Japanese to the local people. But this is actually very first time to speak about our culture, especially women. And always statistics said education's, you know, the years or whatever, those always used by men's education or whatever comes first. But if you're interested in that, it's including women also, then sometimes not. So if you see that some statistics said that the percentage is very good, too good, then be careful. This is only men's or something like that. So in employment, whatever, always at very low, or then everybody, you know, is satisfied in Japan. Once getting a big company, then forever till retirement time comes, then you're safe. That's true, but how many women want to get a job seriously? But statistics never tell us that. It's not including that. Unemployed, late, whatever. So today, I'm going to talk about women's. It's not based on the statistic, any serious survey, anything. Just my experience. And because I came from typical Japanese middle class family. So maybe this is maybe one of information, one of the clue to understand Japanese women too. So of course, as you know, as a very super women in Japan too, and very bad too. But I cut off top 50% or cut off bottom 50%, just average women in Japan, okay? And we are a small country though, northern part, southern part, it's different. And I came from Tokyo, that's area. It's, and don't forget, at 47 years old too, that's maybe modern women's a little bit changed, like Americans. First of all, I can tell my story, then if you have a question, any kind of small question, it's okay. Why Japanese women like this? Why like that? It's a daily life, it's fine. Why always serve tea like this? And husband didn't say anything, thank you. Just automatically pick up the drink and put there. And for example, my mother just serve down and leave here. Never sit next to my father. I never heard of a conversation they speak each other nicely. Of course, never fight in front of children. Never, I never. And the father is always close like that. And a stern face, but not angry at all. Just calm. And the house is always quiet. And we behave well. Boys can run or whatever, fine. But we, my, if I do, Sumiko. And my always, it's a mother's role is always scold children, control children well, behave well. And the father just glance a little bit and then satisfied and then back to read the book or whatever. But never father scold children directly. And we never ask father directly anything. First call to mother, then ask something. And it's a really serious question. Then mother always said, wait a moment, I'll ask father first. Then we just a little bit nervous, but we'll have to wait. Okay, those are not very systematically speaking, but when I was born during Second World War, I was in the countryside with my grandmother. And father, mother still was other brother, my brother, sister, two sisters, with my parents in Tokyo. But every day at the situation went bad, so people knew people have to move out of Tokyo, some countryside. So my parents bought a little, very small house in the countryside, near the Mount Fuji. People said Fuji-san or something. You know Fuji-san? Okay. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, and north side of the Fuji-san, that's a very poor soil and a very poor place. And people like to go south side of the Fuji-san. That means facing ocean, Pacific Ocean, a lot of fish, and land is good, always the water coming, and a lot of harvest from the land. So people usually, very nice because enough food, right? And particularly those under those situation. So, but unfortunately, we went to the northern part of Fuji-san. There's nothing in that place. A very poor place, but anyway, maybe cheaper, I think. So I was there and I heard the immigrant here, but it's a sad story. But anyway, they could eat, right? But not only me, those children came from Tokyo, no relatives, and only like the children's house or whatever. And they are not very close relatives together. And then no food and how to survive there. And one memory is always remind me as a food, the food. Oh, I'm too much, too comfortable. So criticize myself. Don't go that way, Sumiko. You remember you didn't have anything. Couple of days, I couldn't walk. I just sat like this, like picture, you know, in the Vietnam or whatever, the Ethiopia, whatever. But this is in Japan during the World War, and after World War, a couple years, at least 5 years like this. And I couldn't cry loudly because children knew if cry loudly, then makes hungry easily, right? So I sobbing. Then neighbors gave me the potatoes. I didn't know the potatoes, but I got a green, very green, small, round one. I ate so bitter, but anyway, I thought, oh, potato is green stuff. So green is not life enough, right? You know, I didn't know that at that time. So I ate. It's so bitter, special, you know, taste. But I thanked neighbors. But so neighbors is like Chinese people together. And one house my father bought and divided with a very thin divider. We call it the shoji. It's only made out of wood and a little paper divider. So we can see the other side, but we can guess everything. We can hear everything. So I just sobbing, then a neighbor next door gave me a green little potatoes. And I ate that in a couple of days, nothing. And just sat on the same place, moved. Doesn't help at all. So always like this. In the north side of Mount Fuji, especially winter is severe. So I couldn't have anything. And the skin is all torn and so pain. And you know, the hand is already the shape is wrong. It's a red and a swollen. But children are always like this. I can't cry. If cry, it's the so pain. You know, tears kill your skin. It's so pain. And that's till 5 years old. My parents came up and saw me, and they got shocked because I was so bad shape, no clothes, no shoes, and I didn't remember I beg food for the every houses because everybody know food. Children knew that one. So, but my father told me he sent money to my grandmother. But our social system, grandmother maybe couldn't use money on me because other relatives the same way, to very poor, then save important person first. So maybe that money went to the other relatives or other important person. So not on me. But anyway, finally my my mother came up to me and took me to the place that they live, that's Tokyo. And the first time I saw white rice in my life when I was 5 years old. It's shame, I'm Japanese. And the people think, hey, Chinese, Japanese, white rice. It's just, you know, stable food. But I never seen that my white rice till 5 years old. Then, and I didn't know egg either. Even I live in the countryside, I didn't know egg. So, but I got immediately that sick. Then mother gave me the boiled egg. I didn't know that how to eat it. I touched it. It's so slippery already. And what is this? And mother got a shock. You didn't know that? I said, I didn't know that. And I just, how to eat it? And I ate it. It's so delicious. And I always thought, oh, I wish I could be sick all my life. But anyway, gradually, not only my family, all families gradually get more and more supply, food supply. So then it's, you know, if you put something in here, the just see somewhere else a couple minutes and they're gone. That time in Japan, everything gone quickly. Somebody steal it. You know, once I just washed the little lunchbox and put outside for the get the sunshine. Then 5 minutes or so, then gone. Mama scold me, you are so dumb. Why you put outside? And I said, the sunshine is just dry up easily. In Tokyo, everything gone so fast. People steal everything. Then but only my house has water, top of the water. It's not came from the top of the sink. Of course, on the ground, there's still kind of pipe coming out. And the comes water, you know, the clean water comes. So people came to my place, my parents' place, and little by little get home. Then we started. Then We never expected the land that much expensive. Now we just saw it. We can see the station even we're lying down like this. It's nothing, nothing, anything. Or sometimes the melted, you know, concrete stuff like this. There's so many melted glasses or whatever. So children, no toys. And no food, but we are happy. We just go to the big buildings, you know, the destroyed building, and find something and play with those the broken glass or whatever. So, and then finally we got a school, and that time school was almost one third is okay. Oh, that mean okay is the chair and the desk, okay? The other part of the completely destroyed. And in Tokyo, maybe you know that B-29 bombed almost nothing. So, but fortunately, we got a little school. But so many people already, and no house, but the somebody knows, it's nighttime comes, nobody can see. But at morning, people came from the ground. That's Tokyo. You couldn't imagine that now if you go. But that's true. Somewhere people come to and somewhere gone. And we went to school, but only half day. Because other half day is other area students come. And when it's raining, no school because no umbrella, no shoes. So lane, then no school, then stay with family. And those goes about another 5 years so, then gradually, it's rapidly, I think, even the children's eyes, it's growing so rapidly. Everything, houses okay, and the road paved, and etc. In the school, the good thing is American, we call it a GI, it's a soldier came with a big trucks, a lot of powdered milk or dry kind of biscuit. I don't know how to say in English, biscuit. It's a dry, no sweet, but no taste. Fill up and satisfied. That's the way. Okay, milk in those, or sometimes a jam, you know, preservatives. So anyway, we saved from the hunger and gradually. But milk was so stinky. I don't know why milk is so bad. It's not my favorite food, but free. So the home, no food, but school has food, so we should go to school and get any, you know, kind of things. You know, I'm happy. And gradually, one piano, everybody saw that, oh, this is a piano. But teacher said, children, don't touch. Then we can't touch. Only teacher you touch and we can sing a song. So about a happy, happy time. So at that time, I never realized the girls, the boys, the difference. Anyway, we don't have anything. It's a boys' clothes, sometimes the girls wear. Girls' clothes, the boys wear. And the shoes, and one good, then the other one is not good, or whatever. So elementary school, when I was in elementary school, children never think about clothes or shoes or what looking or something like that. So if somebody got a good food, you know, not good food, but at least can eat, then, oh, good, something like that. Then junior high, the graduate, as everybody a certain kind of condition. So it's a clothes is supplied well, and the food is okay, and teachers, you know, come back. Good, we got a lot of good teachers in gradually gym and whatever introduced, so we can do that. In high school, unfortunately, I get in a kind of elite class high school, and only four girls in the first grade. It's a 10th grade. It's 50 boys. And I didn't have any good memory in high school either. And even I didn't remember girls' name, another three girls' name. But I study hard. And it sounds like okay, but the girls always very good score. All test is good. And but the best thing is, as soon as get in, girls have to have like a home sewing class, a home cooking class type. You know, it's girls necessary to learn that, and the boys are sort of. In America, workshop, doing some, and it separately. And the music is same, but in a different way to educate it. But I think in school, not very much difference between girls and boys, but the important thing is, at home, when you got the girl, something missing here, then that's a girl, right? Then the parent treat as a baby different way, already started being differently raised. You know, boys can sit like this or like that, okay? But of course now, as the girls can do that in the same age, but never can do that in a senior at little age, older than as she is. She never ever do it and talk or sit on that. It's no manners. But a boy sometimes can do it, and not the discipline at home. My brother is the only one brother in my family. He is a bright boy since he was born, and I'm younger than him, 3 years old, younger than him. So all my parents' tension on him, you know. For example, the father's, when we are going to eat, especially dinner is important, father sit a certain place, and my brother sit next to him. And served always the father first, and second is my brother. And girls, doesn't matter, you know, no certain seat, whatever. But I always try to sit away from my father. I'm not happy next to him because during eating, we can't talk, we can't smile. We just quietly eat nicely, never spill, and concentrate that way. And my mother and father are very happy. We didn't do anything. If or make a noise and immediately, sumiko, or something like that. And always girls try to be a certain style, form. If just break that, it's always got a score from parents. Sit well, eat well, and if eat like this, the mother hit my back straight up and eat. And not always, you know, lower the head and slightly up, but not up too much. So if you eat like this, and immediate gut. So I think it's not my only family. We, maybe our custom, never enjoy eating with a nice conversation, a smile a lot, and talk to father directly or whatever. It's undirected. Say mother and mother, that way, always that way goes. But father has a good ear, listen everything, but not directly answer. Always facing to my mother first. And said, and we listen. So I thought this is only my family's custom. I didn't speak out quite a long time. And I got a friend and a close friend. I just told this story, and she wasn't surprised. Well, that's everybody saying, why are you so sad? And I got a shock more deeply. Everybody saying, that's, oh, what a crucial world, and, you know. And those way, I raised up, and but my brother, for example, my brother have to carry on my family's name. That is important for Japanese family. And the first son supposed to be bring glory to the family. That their duty, the first son's duty. So supposed to be, he's supposed to be kind of job person, you know, kind of, I don't know, in the United States, maybe lawyer or doctor is a valuable things. But in Japan, anyway, as a bureaucrat, as a national bureaucrat. It's very, that bureaucrats mean study hard and pass the exam, special hard exam, and finally you got that position. And once you got that job, automatically going up and up and up. And handling all the, depend on what kind of department you belong to, but if the trade, you know, is negotiation the table, you know, with other bureaucrats, other countries, those are very powerful job for the family, not only for the, you know, country, but family always said, my son, go to da-la-la-la, high school, da-la-la-la, university, and now got a doctor. That was like almost families as a big medal on the breast, always like this. And under that pressure, my brother, I don't know, till very recently, I just hate him because it's only 3 years differences in the same school, and he just always they got everything first. I always complain, why brother first? And good part of the chicken, good part of the fish, good part of the meat, everything first comes, and because of your girl. Why I'm girl? I never asked you to be a girl. I don't want it. I don't want it. But mom said, well, you have your life. It's, and you just got a nice man, and you have a nice life. So if you want a nice life, you have to study, you have to be pretty, you have to be, you know, have a nice sense of the fashion, whatever, and got that, got a good guy, then your life is safe. You don't need to think of our life, the family. You belong to other family. And but no discipline, no this logically, right? Because sometimes she said, everybody's saying, everybody's saying, everybody's saying, oh, Sumiko, I love you the same way. Not love, we didn't say that way. But, oh, you're a nice girl, I like you, whatever. But actually, it's clearly, visually, I can see my portion is worst one, and my brother's is always much bigger. Whatever he want to eat, he doesn't want, serve well, and well-dressed. And finally, he I think, did a good job. He finally got a judge. He's a very good judge, conservative, if I can say that. Conservative, but a very good judge, people say that. And judge, and the father was so happy, mother was so proud of him. He just used that feeling and, hey, I got a judge. I brought the glory to the family. So I'm a person to carry on my family's name. Then the father died, and immediately he just got everything from him. My father actually, he was making money with stocks, mainly stocks, but a very conservative stocks broker. So he is always said, well, recently as kids, the judge the futures market, so divide your money three ways. One is by land, the other one is the stocks, the other one is the cash. It's easily better. So cash and stocks and the land, this is very safe. He always said that way. But so if stock, the only stocks maybe much, he made much more money, but he's very conservative way to make money. But he died and my brother got everything. And but it's very funny, a Japanese law said children the equal right. Girls and boys, maybe this is for gesture, for the society, for the foreign country. Hey, Japan is a developed country like Europe, like America. And the and law said equality of the sexes for the, you know, employment. It's something. It sounds all right, sounds it's nice, but actually it's not right. For example, my brother said, oh, I said, well, finally, as the law passed that diet, that's good. He said, yeah, good. Now we can use a woman in the night because of taking care of la, 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 la. So now the equal, congratulations, Miko. I said, but you are very cruel because it's the beginning of the future. And if man can't offer many way or give up their, you know, right and close to the woman's side, otherwise we can't make it. It's but that's now he's quitted judge because judge isn't good money. If think of money, it's a very powerful job in the society. People respect him because of judge. People never think of what kind of personality he had, but he is. But anyway, he quit it, and now opened that law firm, and easy to make money. So that way to go. But it's very personal, but it's not only him, his colleague, his friend come and talk about women is very, very conservative. It's many smart lawyer too, but they never admire their women's, you know, colleague. Just, she's going that way. She can't handle that case or whatever. And talk. Now, I'm not very happy at all. But this is not the focus on the discrimination between girls and boys very much, but I think girls, I want to say girls, since she was born, just treated like a girl and end up the marriage as a goal for the girls' education. That time, gradually that goal is higher, maybe making more career or whatever now. So young generation is start thinking of keep job and also same time marry and the same time have babies or children. And you know, as far as the husband and her going well, then try to keep job and make career. But still, socially, it's very, very hard job because get job and come back immediately and cook. And a man is always come back, just sit and maybe turn on TV, not job for him, maybe. Or the women prepare the bath and you know the Japanese person not on turn on and take a shower, so that we have to check the temperature just right, and usually husband take a bath first, okay, and like temperature, and when he's taking a bath, the wife help Honey, I put your towel. Oh, honey, you put this in your underwear. Oh, honey. So usually men doesn't know the where the underwear goes or whatever. Just this is not their job. Just ask them, where is your underwear? Well, some drawers. Ask her or something like that. But still, you know, like a babyish way to behave. Of course, they're not dumb. They know, but they never try to. Because women already train very well like mother. You know, the son is always like a, should never mother give him the task at home. Never touch the toilet bowl brush. Never touch the vacuum cleaner. Never, never, never. So how to learn? No opportunity, even they want to. Oh, this is not a man's job. Don't get in the kitchen. That's very common. Men don't get in the kitchen. If you want to water the cup of glass of water, then, honey, I want water. And, oh, okay, get a yeah, yeah. But, but gradually, this is destroyed by strong women. So still some, you know, honeymooner like that, I guess. But gradually, what kind of man you are, or something like this. And the other thing says, good, gradually, women got enough knowledge to keep a job or aiming more high goal. This is not you. It's gradually everybody's goal set up a little higher. That means baby boy married some girl, but the girls control him very strongly now. But used to be, boy's mother said, this house use red miso. You know miso soup, the miso soup's miso? The kind of a soup stock, okay? This house particularly from da-la-la-la places red miso paste. So you do it. Girl said, I'm sorry, my family have been using that place's white paste. So they mix up together and serve to the husband. Or it used to be, well, mom said, could you? Because mom said, could you? Because same house can't fight all the time. Usually the young girl immediately learn what kind of custom this house has. This house using red miso paste, then she has to start red miso paste. Even she never tried it. So that makes husband happy. And the husband happy and the mother happy, then everybody happy. Right? But how come it's 20 years or so different way to raise, and suddenly change everything and adopt all other boys' side lifestyle? And I just said, I couldn't understand. I asked mom, why I should do that? I couldn't do that. And she said, oh, too bad, then you can marry. I said, I don't mind marrying. I'm scared. And I'm not scared you will be, happy. How come? And, well, you will have a baby, or the baby bothers me. And anyway, I just conversation since I was small, then going to that one. And mom said, why the bride wear white wedding dress or white Japanese style kimono when they marry? Because white can dye any kind of color. So white. So you go to blue colored favorite family, then you can be a blue. And an orange, you can be an orange. So I said, I don't want to wear that one either. But finally I came up 24 years old, 25 years. It's a little bit late at that time. Usually the average marriage age is 21, little before 21, 20.9 or whatever, very young. In that time, it's a 4 years college. It's not very popular yet. In the two years college, the education is very popular in girls. The girls at the same time went to cooking school, many kind of way to cook, and at the same time they went to flower arrangement, not school, but the kind of flower arrangement, and also knitting, whatever, sewing, whatever she needs for their future life, she has to learn. I had to learn, and I had, unfortunately, all fun. I got fun. I couldn't do anything, and I was so happy I couldn't do that like other girls. The other hand is I was so scared if I'm alone and all my life, what shall I do? It's always seesaw game. I'm not strong enough. I don't know. What shall I do? I don't know. Then the pressure is always, hey, you have to find a nice guy, nicest guy in the world. You have to. So if you want to find a nice guy, you have to go nice place. So the other thing is the middle class family teach whatever can get the upper class people. So for example, my two sisters got a lesson, the horse riding lesson, to see somebody. I don't know, but to see somebody, okay? Mm-hmm. They liked to get a lesson or not, but anyway, automatically they got the horse riding lesson. And also, yeah, the summer comes, very leisurely, the luxury place to go spend the summertime to see somebody. But me, I didn't want to do that. It's very tricky to get the boy or whatever partner. So my parents said, okay, get ready for that. Money is enough, so get someone from somewhere, a little higher than my class. So my brother, the same way to train, you passed that exam, and you graduated Tokyo University, and you are judge, and money is ready, so get someone from a little higher than my class. This didn't say exactly all the time, but expected all the time. So children knew that expectation. So I can choose anywhere, you know, the anybody kind of. So that is a pressure to me. And at 24 is very late. Then maybe final chance. Always my parents said final chance. Yes, final chance. But the matchmaker came up to some pictures and with picture a little resume. What kind of people here, and a relative's name, and you know, everything in there. I got all information, and I said, no, it's good. But my father's correction is, daughter's husband supposed to be graduate from Tokyo University. Actually, he did, he made it. My sister chose the person who graduated from Tokyo University, both. And from, the one is a very upper class, a very comfortable life in Tokyo, very close to the emperor's place. The other one is, father chose, I don't know why, the very poor, poor family, no father. But he was, the boy that time, very poor, but everybody knows he gonna be a great man someday. So my father picked him and forced my elder sister marry, and they did. My sister actually had a boyfriend, but my father ignored that. Now, as soon as the father, mother knew the children had a certain of the friend, that means ready to get married. So immediately start arranging marriage or whatever. Or just examine that friend. Good enough, then keep quiet and let daughter go and try to force marriage. But if not enough, then immediately, you know, pull the daughter from friend. That way too. And it's if I say that, it's parents so bad, always thinking of very only their own merit, their own pride, the youth children, but children itself, that the young people's generation, that's the world also. If I'm going to marry, and suddenly we got those usually. Then if she said, well, they graduated and got that job and live there, he has a house. Then everybody said, they never ask what kind of the person or personality, never what he likes or we don't care about. Oh, he has a house. I mean, first son. Or at least second son is okay if parents prepare the house, then okay. That's very successful marriage because land is so expensive. One generation can't buy house and land. Now in Japan, two generations sign up. As soon as you got a boy, a certain age, you just sign, the father sign at the bank's seat, father's name and son's name. And the first father's money goes to buy land, little land. And second son can make house on top of the father's. So one generation, even though 7 days a week, it's not possible to buy land. I mean Tokyo area though. But some Hokkaido, some Kyushu, some area, maybe one generation possible to buy a certain square of, you know, the house. But in Tokyo, even you graduate, even you got good education, it's impossible to buy house and land. That's why the government encourage people to spend money not on the land, if saving, and they're gonna be crazy because they knew soon impossible. So they just, hey, this is a good trip to Hong Kong cheap, or buy something in America as a bourbon whiskey is so cheap, is one third of the regular price or whatever. And that way to government introduce new life. So young generation want to get a first son, or at least person who possible provide house or land, either one, and borrow money. If land is good enough at this moment, and then, you know, borrow money and build a little house for the younger generation, but I think impossible. That's why parents are very severely warning the young people, well, if you want the good life, you have to have certain marriage. And qualify there, the person, then get in through, the life is easy. So, but unfortunately, I chose American. This is very bad at this marriage view. And my, this is not you think, you just, you know, got some European people get married, German, the French, it doesn't matter. But my mother said, I can't carry your child. It's not Japanese. I can't introduce your baby to the neighbors. Shame on you. Is there any good Japanese boyfriend? I said, well, I know, but he's the best. He said, well, he is. I said, well, he's kind of related with Lutheran Church. How to make money? I don't know, he doesn't have money. And they got a shock. My parents is just ordinary people. I even said he graduated the university. It's okay, but who knows? He can support you, but I don't want a man support me. I want to support myself basically. And but those ideas, even in many ways to explain, but my parents don't understand, still don't understand. My father gone, but the mother still very, very sad my marriage. Oh, what you did. Are you happy? But with tears. But I understand, but my generation, a little before, there's a marriage like this, only bar girl, you know, or prostitute, whatever, those people only contact with American GI or whatever. So, you're not a bar girl, you're not a prostitute, why you should marry that kind of person, American? I said, American is not a value in my family. No, he's a German, German-American. As a German, it's a quite respect in Japan. My mother is a very simple thing. A German is very smart people. Jewish people is very smart. They're just very, very ordinary people, right? So I said, I insist, he's a German. It's not, American, but he's a German. He's a smart. And then my mother a little bit understood, okay, it's a bright brain is all right, then that is a very good variable. Okay, he's a smart. I said, I insisted. I don't know how much smart he is, but he's a very smart. He's a smart. Mom, he's a smart. He's all right. I'm okay. Don't worry about. But my mother couldn't explain to my father well. So father was so shocked. My relatives are so shocked. And they said, don't come back anymore. You just go. Never step on my, entrance, that's about, you know. Yeah, doorsteps. Then I just, at that moment, so my parents anyway, they didn't see my husband at all. They didn't see my, at all. Then I came here with Pori. Because I was wrong, but in Japanese custom, when the daughter married, that time, parents prepare a certain amount of money. Okay, that's quite big, usually. So I expected that my parents always said, don't worry about Sumiko when you get married. I give you money. So I never expected. And that time comes, my parents, I don't want to give you any money, any penny. So, but I just, very poor that time. Anyway, I just went to my friend, and friend is a travel agency's worker. So I said, I'll explain my situation. He said, okay, I give you a ticket. It's the husband's ticket, 50% off. Then another 50%, you buy your own ticket. So I just told him, that anyway, he tried to get a ticket at a regular price. So I said, he bought a regular price, and I got a extra. So I came here with him. Do you understand what I mean? Actually, I use his money, but legally. I came here, and then a couple of years, I was very poor. I just get in a studio-type apartment and for one person. And I went to the landlord. I said, I want to live here because of $125 in Chicago. It's very... I think good place. But then said, sorry, this apartment only for senior, the one person's apartment. You're the two, then it's too small for you. I said, no, I came from Japan. My house is that much small. I said, this is big enough for me. Then anyway, landlord said, oh, well, okay. And my husband explained, she likes cleaning the room, she likes, you know, explain the good way. Then they say, you like clean the house, you keep the apartment clean, then okay. And then we got in, but life is so tough for me. But fortunately, he's a very nice person, nicer than I expected. So 13 years is good. 30 years have been very happy.
How old were you?
Now?
How old when you were married?
32.
32, and so did your parents keep on, did they kind of at a certain point, did they give up on you marrying?
32, yes, 32, nobody think I'm single. I came, you know, so that's why my parents sent me to the abroad, to Europe or somewhere, nobody see me, then everybody happy. People around my parents say, when Sumiko get married, when? They say, why she couldn't, or whatever. You know, that time still they ask the women a virgin. It's if somebody got a before trouble, then can't marry. That time, I don't know now, but now it's okay, but that time impossible to women has a special intimate their friend before married. But now it's I heard it's an intimate friend is friend and married is married. So got a boyfriend and also married. It's different. Love is here and marriage is here. And also we don't want a divorce. And divorce is incredibly lose your face in the society. And so my mother, I don't know, like Mr. Moy, I don't know my mother loved my father, my father loved her, but anyway, that way to married. And children never saw they speak in front of us. So father always sit the same place and say, that means yes, So I don't know they're happy or not, but anyway, we got a four children, right? They got a four children, so maybe, and the style is different. We just, we can't use that, the queen size or full size, we just every day hold up and put the futon, we call it the futon, put a certain closet, and daytime this is a living room and also dining room, right? Mm-hmm. And nighttime comes and all the tables hold up and put away and pull down the futon and spread all and sweep. So that means women job, not a full size futon carrying like this. So they're very small single size. And father single size, mother single size here, and children here. That way to sleep. So, but we never seen hug and kiss. We don't have such a custom. So mother never touched my father in, as far as I know, father never touched my mother, even those hands, and walk together, never touch hand to hand. So I thought that's natural. It's everybody does like this. So that's natural in Japanese. I don't know the dark place, but as far as you can see people, never like this. But the modern time, it's different. Young people, of course, you know, like American, same way. And the other things, particularly, my father, it's usually Japanese never speak out the family's affairs to the people. This is a family, that's a secret. But this is a particular, maybe that's old time behave, old time custom. So I want to say, even it's a shame on my family, my father had a mistress in his life all the time. And the mistress is older than he was, he is. Still, she's healthy, and I think she's 80-something, but till the last minute, she was around him. And when we were young, I felt sympathy to my mother, because mother, we knew, everybody knew, father dressed up and after dinner, very, you know, like a date. Mm-hmm. He's a very vivid, you know. Even the children understood that time comes and gone. We didn't say, we didn't talk anything. Mother didn't say anything. Mama prepared the Japanese kimono, and in the entrance, she just put the, you know, kind of the, not shoes, but the geta, it's kind of
slippers.
Kind of slippers. And she said, just kiyotsukete, mina, like, take care, like
we
that. And we didn't know that. People, I don't know in the United States, but in Japan, people has a mistress and a certain value in the society. And a man, is, the life is quite successful, I mean. If a woman complain about that, people said, oh, that wife is so crazy, so jealous. She's not a big person, she's not good enough to be a wife. If ignore that one, it just, you know, it didn't touch that affairs. People said, everybody knows that, but oh, she's such a nice person. Let husband do it. It admire wife. But I never think it's how feel my mother feel like that. She never speak out, but she knew beginning of that. And my father gave her house and whole life guarantee. She got 3 and 3, so 6 flats apartment, so she can get income automatically. That's my father set for her before he died. So she never asked us to money to for the life. That's very good case. Otherwise, father died, there's somebody coming up, ask money because of this children, it's your father's, you know, children, whatever. Okay, so my father is one of best one in the Japanese men's society. He had one, but he never had a child outside of my family. So we don't have any trouble between that. And that woman is, I feel maybe she really loved my father, and my father really.